Today, officials in Tucson will install 20 new parking meters downtown. They'll accept change or cards, but you won't be ticketed for not feeding them. They accept donations for the city's programs that help the homeless. If this sounds familiar, it might be because Maricopa County and Tempe have already installed donation meters, and we wanted to check in to see how that's been going. A spokesperson for Maricopa County says the 9 meters in the downtown Phoenix area collect about $160 a month. They've raised a couple $1,000s in 1 year. The city of Tempe has raised about $50,000 as part of a larger campaign that includes their meters. And with us to talk more about that is Kate Borders, president of the Downtown Tempe Authority. That's a nonprofit that partners with the city on projects like this one. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So how big of a role do these meters play sort of in the overall goal of raising money to help the city's homeless?
Well, financially, I would say that they're not one of our largest components to our fundraising efforts. But from an awareness perspective, I think it's really important for people to see on the streets so that if you're just visiting or if you work downtown, you're constantly being reminded that this is an issue that we could all play a role in solving.
Drivers, I think, a lot of us anyway, when you come up to a parking spot or somewhere and you see a parking meter, you don't necessarily have good thoughts about it. Do you have to do something to these meters so that people don't try to ignore them or just look at them to see if they actually have to pay them, but see that, oh, this is, you know, going for a good cause?
Yeah, they are actually very separate from the ones that are on the parking stalls. So they don't look the same. They're attached to our wayfinding system, and they have very, very specific signage that indicates that these are a fundraising tool. It even breaks down if you donate $5, for example, that'll provide 2 weeks of food to a local family of four. And it's very specific in what this is trying to achieve.
Do you have a sense of how much people donate when they donate through one of these meters?
Well, we get the total donations reported to us, and it ranges, typically it's around $100 a month, and people can donate through cash, coin, or even credit cards through these meters, so one day we're hoping we're just going to get a big donation.
Yeah, I'm wondering if people tend to give, you know, a couple dollars here. I would imagine you probably don't have massive donations coming in this way all at once.
No, absolutely not. It's typically coin and, you know, a dollar or two here and there.
As we mentioned, Tucson is starting this program today. Any advice for officials down there about, based on, you know, a city that has been doing this to one that's just starting it up?
I think that, first of all, people need to have reasonable expectations about what will come from a program such as this. And, you know, one of our long-term goals that when we do this, we see higher, return on these meters, is to have people standing there and talking about what this money would go for. So trying to get a core of volunteers that would potentially be near the meters and talking about them and promoting them, I think would be really helpful to any program like this.
Sort of sparking a community discussion.
Absolutely. And I think even making it, it's easy to walk by things. We have a lot of signage in our downtowns. We're almost on overload from a visual perspective. So I think calling attention to it would be helpful.
That's Kate Borders, president of the Downtown Tempe Authority. Kate, thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, thank you.